done my thing.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Frodo. That rhymes. Hello, this is Frodo. Welcome to Block Talk Radio. This is Frodo of All Trade, and tonight we're going to be talking, but for the next 45 minutes, we are going to discuss and talk about brain food and supplements of 2021 and beyond. So, with that, our guest, Aubrey Luke, is going to help us with that. You know, we'll go through them and what are they. I mean, you can Google them. You can Google all the best foods to boost your brain and your memory. There's top 20, top 10, top 5. You know, there's like fatty fish, berries. Believe it or not, tea and coffee, it's on the list.
Really?
Yeah. Walnuts and all that. What nuts? Anyway, without further ado, we can go ahead and get Aubrey in. Aubrey, you in?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you doing?
I am doing great.
All right.
I am doing great. Yeah.
How's the East Coast?
East Coast is wet. It's just rainy, just cold, rainy day, like in the 50s, but hopefully one day closer to spring, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's
well,
all winter
we're supposed,
here.
Well, here in Chicago, we're supposed to have a snowstorm today or tomorrow. They said
Are
it was
you?
Today, but, you know, it got pushed for tomorrow. So we're supposed to get like a couple of inches of snow. So we're ready,
that's
getting
exciting.
Ready for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. You can go out and play.
Yeah.
Enjoy the snow while you can, because we only have like maybe what 6-7 weeks more of that.
Maybe.
Well, I think it'd be longer because winter seems to be, you know, kind of arriving late.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe in the summer.
Snowing in the summer.
That
what are we doing?
Yeah.
It won't surprise me though.
Surprise me either.
2021. So. But anyway, so Healthy Monday, we are going to discuss and talk about brain foods and supplements of 2021. And, you know, there are powerful foods out there that you can, you know, that you can buy.
Yeah.
You can like, again, you can Google them. There's a lot of information out there. What type of foods that would improve and enhance your memory and also your cognitive functions. And to keep your memory and your mental clarity, you know?
Yeah.
So there's some type of foods out there. Then again, I go back to the things about, you know, are you going to be able to digest those foods?
Right,
so
right.
You're going to need to have some type of supplements from other source to have you absorb your body. So.
And maybe we should give a disclaimer.
Go ahead. Get your short disclaimer.
Let's see. What's our disclaimer? It's been so long. Our disclaimer is that, like, we're, you know, if you have an emergency in America, call 911, right? The things that we're talking about in this episode is, you know, you can feel free to ask your doctor, including about supplements. Now, any supplements that we mentioned that we specifically carry on Shopali.com with the exclusive products, you can actually go to Shopali, Shopaly.com. And you can actually look at the label. You can print it off. You can screenshot it. You can pull it up at your doctor's office if there's, like, internet available there. You know, to show your doctor. And don't ask your doctor, can I take this? Say, is there anything in here that can harm me? Because a lot of our supplements have a natural things that occur. Like, for example, the OPC3 in an isotonic form. It has, like, red red wine extract, it has grapeseed extract. Those are some things that you can get from eating those foods, you know. So, like, but it's in a more potent, like more, like you get more for your value compared to if you go to a grocery store. So those are like my part of the disclaimer.
Yeah. The short one is, you know, I just want to tell you guys that all of the supplements that we're going to mention, the statements, and also the products are, you know, it's not, has not been evaluated by the FDA. You know, like, again, the product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. So.
Right. And then we're going to let Aubrey, our guest host, co-host, tell us the supplements that are exclusive to our products. They are not FDA proof, but what kind of testing do they go through, Aubrey?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's called GMP, which stands for Good Manufacturing Practices. As you know, in the supplementation world, there is no regulation for it. So when you are doing your research, when you're looking at supplementation, not all supplements are created equally. So what that means is that it is an FDA-approved facility. And because we're a product brokerage company, we do test our products. So if they're not to our standards or, you know, to our requirements, we do not ship them out to our consumer. We actually ship it back to the manufacturer. Now, other companies would just ship it out to the consumer, but we don't do that. We go the extra mile because we want to make sure that you're getting the best product all the time.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. So feel free, you know, feel confident that you're getting one of the top of the line when you go to Shapali.com and get the exclusive products. We also have partner stores, so we can't vouch for those, like, you know, like like Walmart. But you can go to Walmart from our website.
Then again, okay, let me go through this, one of these 11 best foods to boost your brain and memory. This is, I'm going to mention this about the food. Again, you can get those from your local produce and your market, you know. One of them is the fatty fish. Of course, it has like omega-3 fatty acids on them. And they said about 60% of our brain is made of fat. And half of that is what they call omega-3 fatty acids. So, you know, salmon and everything like that, those are really good. I mean, again, you're going to have to like really look into the quality of the food and also who manufactured that food and the fish, you know, because it's different from it varies from manufacturer. So look at the labels if you can. Actually, believe it or not, number two would be coffee. Coffee is the, you know, I mean, I drink coffee in the morning. it's like a one cup in the morning. That's what I do. But so the third one is the blueberries. You know, it has numerous, actually, this one has numerous health benefits, and it including some of the specifically for your brain. So blueberries, get those. Again, you know, look at the quality, where is it farmed, and, you know, who manufactured them. Number four is turmeric. Turmeric has been, you know, doing a lot of buzz lately because there's a lot of scientific finding that I find that, you know, this can boost a lot of not just brain cell, but, you know, your overall health.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, it's broccoli. So I know a lot of you guys there don't like broccoli, but I do love, I love broccoli. You know, that's why that's like the parent tells you when you're growing up, eat your broccoli, you know, like, because it does have a lot of, you know, it's packed with powerful plants, and, you know, ingredients that to boost your brain, including the antioxidants. Again, you know, look at the label and what's out there.
Yes.
Number six. Pumpkin seeds.
It has zinc.
Zinc, magnesium, copper, iron.
Wow.
Yeah, those are the things. But again, how much of those pumpkin seeds are you gonna eat though?
Yes.
You'd probably get tired of it by the time that. Yeah. Number seven. You're gonna like this, Aubrey. I think you like dark chocolate, right? Dark chocolate. Number seven. Yeah.
I like dark chocolate.
My wife likes dark chocolate.
Some people actually don't like chocolate. Can you believe that?
She loves dark chocolate. Oh, that's why she married me. Anyway, number eight, nuts. Yeah, get them nuts. Eat them. Number nine, oranges. oranges. You can get, they say you can get all the vitamin C in oranges and all that. It makes a number 9, you know, it gets all the vitamin C's and stuff, you know, the key factor. But then again, you know, there's a lot of research there. They're saying the oranges is not the number one when it comes to vitamin C.
True.
It's not the important thing
for that. True. Actually, grapeseed extract has more than oranges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So number 10, eggs, you know, have the eggs in the morning. Get your thing, so that will be
okay.
Pretty good.
In regards to eggs, like, is that talking about, like, just the egg white? Because, like, a lot of people are like, oh, the egg white is, like, you know, just because your cholesterol. But actually, I don't know. Like, I think that it's the yolk has more nutrition.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, all of them. That's
like,
the thing.
Whole
okay.
egg.
So, number 11. Number 11 is the green tea. You get boosted your brain function in green tea. So, there you go. Based on those 11 food, Audrey, would you agree with that, you know, that would improve people's brain function?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. the question is, you know, you can eat all those food, but, you know, if you're not able to digest them, you're not going to benefit from them, correct?
Yeah, that's true. And it's like, a lot of people have trouble digesting, too, even at the age of 30, you know. You're not getting everything that you need, you know, just from that, right? From that
exactly.
resource.
And I think also, like, what maybe we could touch on in regards to the brain function, right, boosting your memory, is that what you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that we should, I think we should touch on that, like, people might say, oh, well, it doesn't matter if I forget where my keys are once in a while, something like that. But I think that, like, some people, they actually can, like, the brain function can trigger other things like depression or, like, you know, they think something's wrong with them because they can't remember things.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, and also, like, when you forget where your keys are and stuff like that, you don't have a good brain function, it can lead to... It can be like a sign of like Alzheimer's coming. Is that correct, Aubrey?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Alzheimer's or dementia. I mean, I think those are two things that people, you know, fear of. And honestly, it's like if we take good care of ourselves and we supplement, there is a lot that we can do by supplementation, even early on the stage, to prevent ourselves from getting there.
Right.
There's a lot of research, such as like the OPC3, which we've talked about, isotonic form, which is super antioxidant, but it helps with the circulatory system. You know, that's a phenomenal product. Like the fish oils are popping at me. It's the highest amount without a prescription, probably like out in the market out there. So you really get the bang for your buck. I even like to take double up on my omegas during the wintertime. Even though it's cold and rainy here, I don't like it. You know, it makes me depressed. So, turmeric, the curcumin, right? These are all things, even the Oriac. These are some products that are coming up to mind that should be already in our regimen before we get into, like, the vitamin or the cognition or things like these are, like, superfoods. Like, you always hear superfoods, right? So, these are, like, super brain foods or super brain supplements that, you know, not only help with the brain function, but it's like, also probiotics. Let's throw that in there. You know, you see a lot of the gut-brain connection. People are talking about that your gut is your second brain, too.
Right.
So these are all things that we can look at, right?
Yep, because, like, if you have a poor digestion, it can build up toxicity in your body, and it can go into your bloodstream, right?
Uh-huh.
Your brain.
That's right. And there's no fences in your body, right? So everything is connected together. So if there's something going on in one spot of your body, you know, it's everywhere else as well.
Yeah.
Right. And also it's like, you know, one of my daughter actually, she hates eating fish. She doesn't even like anything seafood.
Yeah.
Did you ever see her anything?
I think she did it for her friend one time.
But so she hates seafood. You know, it's just Filipino that hates seafood. That, you know, I don't know. Anyway, but so so it's like a person like her is not going to be able to benefit from the fatty fish if she doesn't like seafood. So she have to eat seafood in order to get that fatty acids, you know, omega-3 fatty acids in her system. So the omega-3 that we sell on Shapali.com, you know, she can benefit from that.
Yeah.
And it's because it doesn't have that fish aftertaste, doesn't it?
Let's ask Aubrey. Aubrey, with the omega, does that have aftertaste, you know, like some?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
That's why I love our fish oils. Like, a lot of fish oils, like, people burp them up. That's why they don't want to take them. These are very easy to digest, and you never burp them up. It's a very high-end quality fish oil. It's made from anchovies and sardines, but they're cold-water fish. So one of the biggest concerns when it comes to fish oils is that if it's farm-raised fish, those
mm-hmm.
could have a lot of toxins in it and mercury levels, and those ones you want to worry about. That's why on some omega oils, they might say, hey, you know, it's not good for pregnant women. That's why. But ours is from the Arctic and cold pressed, you know, high end quality sardines and anchovies. So it doesn't have all the mercury levels. Now, what they also do, not only do they test it in the United States, but also in Europe and Canada for the mercury levels. So, you know, you're getting a really high end quality product. And that's really important too.
Right.
When you're looking at what kind of fish oils to take.
Right. And also it's like the most of Midwesterns, you know, we don't get enough fish. We don't get enough, seafood.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, a lot of people, you know, people will go out and fish like during in the summertime.
Right. Right.
But we tend to like most with Midwesterns, we eat, I mean, fast food is the, you know, pizza. We eat out a lot. We don't like cook. You know, once in a while we cook fish, you know, but then again, that's not going to be enough.
Right.
Not enough omega-3 fatty acids that you can, you know, that you can supplement your body in order for you to benefit from it.
Yeah.
You know, so supplementing yourself with omega-3 fatty acids is essential.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, because you need, you know.
Yeah. It's good for your heart too.
It's good for your
heart.
Yeah.
Your brain.
Right.
You know? And that's what you want to. You want to take care of. Because, like, when something's going wrong in your body, it will trigger other things in your body.
Bless you.
You know?
I said, bless you. You just sprayed my arm. Anyway, so, yeah. So, go to Shapali.com. Shapali.com. Type in omega-3 fatty acids in there, and one of the omega-3 fatty acids is the one that comes out, you know, Heart Health. The name brand of that is the one, Heart Health, the one that comes out in that. Get those. You'll thank me. You know, you'll thank me later on.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
It's really good. Now, number two we talked about is coffee. I know that I mentioned that I drink about just, a cup?
Yeah,
a couple in the morning.
Well, sometimes two or three.
Yeah,
it depends.
Really, but why did it? Why do you think coffee made the number two?
Because it has antioxidants. A lot of people think that you should stay away from coffee, but it actually, research that I have done says that there's antioxidants, and also like what I've done with my own. You know, everybody's body is different, but like they say, don't drink it before you go to bed. But I find that I can drink coffee if I go to bed within 15 minutes or so, and I get a deeper sleep than if I, like, obviously if I drink it an hour before I go to bed, then I'm going to have a hard time falling asleep. But if you, I also did research on this before, cause I was like, I could go to sleep like after I drink coffee, and the research showed that if you drink it within like 15 minutes of going to bed, you can actually like, you know, get a deeper sleep. I mean, I guess if you have like a super strong coffee, maybe that would be different, but I don't normally like drink like super strong coffee, but like, you know, that's my experience.
Well, they said that coffee has two main components in it. So caffeine and antioxidants. So both can help your brain. So again, I mean, there's people out there that are like too sensitive to caffeine.
Right.
You know, so yeah, you got to know your limit.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like don't go to Starbucks and get their coffee. Like if you can't, you know, Starbucks, like, is super strong unless you, I don't know.
And then you load it up with all the sugar and
stuff like that.
It becomes
a bad thing.
So, but we do have, what we do have is like a trim cafe.
Trim cafe,
I don't know if we have them there.
Mm-hmm.
We got them. We showed them in one of the show we have.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to Shapali.com, you can type in Trim Cafe. What it is, it's just, you know, it helps you, it gives you the caffeine, it gives you all that antioxidants, and also helps you lose weight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
and I think also one of the things, too, the coffee, maybe it helps, is because it, people say, like, take caffeine when you have a headache because it helps.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's also why it helps the brain function, because it kind of, like, clears the blood flow pathway to the brain. What do you think, Aubrey?
Yeah, what it does, it also helps open up the vessels, you know, our blood vessels, because it's like when they're constricted, when we have and contracted, when we have a headache. So what this does, it helps open it up so the blood can flow. So that's why a lot of people have a cup of coffee or caffeine. But yeah, the Trim Cafe is a phenomenal product. You know, not only is it, you know, you're getting your your coffee right there, but also it helps with weight loss. It helps with hunger, lipolysis, curbs your appetite. It helps with your cholesterol. It prevents you from storing fat. I mean, blood sugar levels. And on and on, insulin, cholesterol. So, I mean, it does so many things for you. And it's like, yeah, this is one brain-boosting, you know, food or supplement that you can implement, but then why not try Trim Cafe if you're looking to, you know, get healthy and fit and trim down as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trim Cafe. That's pretty good. And now, made to number three. Number three is blueberries. Made to number three because it has numerous health benefits, that's including some of the ingredients that's good for your brain. We all know that blueberries is packed with antioxidants. Also has an oligomeric OPC in it, oligomeric proanthocyanidins in it. It's in the it's an antioxidant and acts like against both against oxidative stress and inflammation. So and there's a lot of research science behind that on blueberries dated like I don't know deck 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
In the book that we talked about in one of the show that we have, it talks about blueberries in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, there it is right here. So because of the lot of ingredients in there, it's good for you.
The anthocyanidins.
The anthocyanidins on that, you know. But again, blueberry, how much blueberries you going to eat? And blueberry, they're not cheap.
They're not cheap.
So, I know, it's like just maybe like a handful of it, it's like maybe $4 or $5 or something like that.
Depending on the season.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the season. Yeah, there you go. Depending on the season too. Depending on where you at too.
Yeah.
Because here in the Midwest, you know, we don't. Like, do we have blueberry farms there that close?
I don't think so.
It's winter now, so I don't think.
Probably like a couple dollars.
I live next door to a blueberry farm. Strawberry farm. Yeah, I live right next door to one, but they don't open until end of March. Yeah, in March, and then it's done in June. It's only open for like 3 months, and that's it.
Right.
Then we have to get import from somewhere else that costs money for the transportation, and then the prices go up.
And you're going to eat them. They say try sprinkling them on your breakfast cereals, adding them to the smoothie. But how much are those? Like maybe 10, 15 of those little bit of blueberries?
Yeah.
How much do you? So there's you're going to need the supplements again to – you know,
be able to, another source
in your body.
Especially the older you get,
The
older you get, the harder it is to digest the food.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, like, that's why, like, with our products, we have a lot of isotonics products so that the absorption is right away. Like, it doesn't have to be digested and then absorbed. It goes, like, straight through, like, to your intestines to be absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the benefits.
I would suggest the ORAC, because the ORAC isotonic formula has 100 milligrams of the blueberry extract. So it's got 100 milligrams of that, and it's got cranberry extract, which is really good for your bladder and all that. Grape juice powder, raspberry, elderberry extract, blackcurrant extract, pomegranate, prune, mixed and tocopherols, which is really good. That's seen a lot in cancer research. And then chokeberry extract, and then the black pepper extract. That's huge right now.
Yeah.
That's another antioxidant. Yeah, that's an antioxidant. But all mixed together, you know, is a potent, you know, power packed, you know, supplement that you can take. Now, this is my kid's number one favorite product, hands down. I give this to them every morning, and it's a sleeper product, I would say. Because people forget about it, don't know enough about it, but it is phenomenal because it has all of these products, all of these ingredients in just one cap.
Yeah.
So, I'm a huge
more
fan.
Than half of blueberries, yeah.
Huge you fan know. Of this product. Yeah.
Just like eating a more than a handful of blueberries.
Plus, it comes with cranberries, black pepper.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's why people. Old days, like the I call it white people food, although in other countries they probably do it too.
White people food. Yeah.
They make that, like, you know, the homemade soup, and they pour that black pepper in there in the winter, you know, like, and it makes you feel like it's winter, and maybe it's to boost the immune system and the brain function.
True. So blueberries, if you can't eat blueberries, if you can't get a hold of blueberries, go to our website, Shapali.com, type in ORAC and read up on that thing. And it will give you all that.
And you can look at the label too, the ingredients and the science behind it.
So number four, turmeric. Turmeric, like I said earlier, it was created a lot of buzz, you know, recently because of the science thing behind it. So we all know that. So what do you think about turmeric, Aubrey?
Oh my gosh, I'm a turmeric junkie. I am a turmeric junkie. I mean, now you can see it like gold. People make golden milk. I actually had it in body butters. I've been having it in oils. I love it so much because it's such a phenomenal product. Because it helps with inflammation. It helps. It's another form of antioxidant. Oh my gosh, there's so many benefits with this. But what's another superfood that I saw in there, and the reason why I'm bringing up the curcumin extreme, is that it also, not only does it have the turmeric, it also has a black broccoli seed extract in it and selenium. And so it's like, again, here we are taking some of these power foods and we're blending them together so that you can save money on supplementation. Not only does it help your immune system, glutathione levels, your cell gets rid of like the dead cells. It helps you detox your liver. What does our liver do? It's a filter. So we've got to keep our filter clean, right? It helps with our neurological cognitive health, neurons, you know, all this stuff. And it's like a power food, but this is a phenomenal product. It's actually one of the products that is very high demand, especially right now. But it's a very unique blend, and so I definitely would want to check into that and add it to your regimen as well.
Yes, and it also
great
helps,
product.
Turmeric also helps with easing depression. So, you know, those people that get a winter, like, you might want to listen up for this because, like, you know, when you have those winter blues, they're not fun. You feel like, what's wrong with you? You just feel like off. You know, and sometimes you don't have to go to the, I'm not telling you not to go to psychologist, but sometimes you could supplement and feel a difference.
Yeah.
I know that happened before, you know, and you just don't, people don't realize, and I hope more psychologists will realize this, that like sometimes it's just about you're not absorbing nutrients properly. That's what causes you to feel like that.
Yeah, so yeah, that's and helps with brain cells grow. You know, that's the science says that it's it helps boost the brain derived neurotrophic factor. That's what it is. That's what it is. But you know, turmeric. If you buy a turmeric on your at the store, it comes with a powder. It's like a yellowish thing. So they don't taste good just eating them alone.
Right.
You know, they. The food in India is like number one, the curry. It has a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you don't eat curry all the time, you're not going to get
benefit
from turmeric. So get it from other stores. Get it from our Shapali.com. Curcumin Extreme. Type it in there, Curcumin Extreme. You should be able to get those from our site. So, again, number five. I know that Aubrey, you're going to be leaving us in about a couple minutes here.
Or are you able to stay till 15 more minutes?
15 more minutes, yeah.
Yeah, I can stay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What were we talking about? Which one are we talking about now?
We're talking about number 5 is broccoli. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, broccoli.
Broccoli is packed with antioxidants. But that's why, you know, a lot of, I don't know why people, I mean, I'm one of the people there that loves eating
my
broccoli.
My kids love broccoli. Yeah.
Broccoli. Yeah. I used to make a cream of broccoli and, like, you know, it's good.
Cream of broccoli, I don't think you're going to get.
I don't think you'll get as much.
Not as much pulling
no,
as eating the
not.
Raw broccoli or, you know, just
right.
steamed broccoli.
That's true.
So it has a high of vitamin K. And it's you said it's at a delivering more than 100% of the recommended daily intake, and one cup has 91 gram of servings of vitamin K, you know. But that's good. So what are the what type of supplements that would be equivalent to that, Aubrey?
Well, obviously, you know, like the turmeric that we just talked about. Another
mm-hmm.
product that I think that would benefit too. It's one of my all-time favorites. Is the Complete Greens Isotonic. The greens. I love this product so much. I take it every day. I actually made a great smoothie with it this morning. So it has spirulina. It has organic wheatgrass, barley grass, alfalfa grass, chlorella, broccoli powder, spinach powder, and cabbage powder, all mixed in. To one, and guess what, guys? This is the best tasting greens product on the market, hands down. It is phenomenal, and it has all the phytonutrients in it to help you detox, helps your immune system. It's plant based, it's gluten free, helps you become alkaline, no GMOs, it's vegan, and it's isotonic, so it's going straight into your bloodstream as well. The delivery system is second to none. So this
mm-hmm.
is, and it's all organic. Not all greens products are there organic. This is actually an organic product. So, right? I love this product. Again, it's, again, another sleeper product. I always put it on my monthly order. Love, love, love the greens. I can't say enough. And we're not getting enough of greens, too, you know, in our diet.
Yeah.
And
plus,
it has cabbage in there.
Yeah, it
cabbage
does.
Cabbage is good.
Yeah.
Cabbage.
Your antioxidants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also, I mean, that's like I said, that, you know, broccoli, because made it number 5, because it's, you know, all that vitamin K in it, and, you know, those are the things that we don't usually get, you know, we don't usually get from other food. Not all the food has vitamin K.
Right.
So not all people, not everyone loves or like eating broccoli. You know, kids, they don't like broccoli. But, you know, get it from that. And from Shapali.com, type in Complete Greens,
mm-hmm.
get it on isotonic form. You'll love it. You'll love it. Number 6 is pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds is because of it made number 6 because it has zinc, magnesium, copper, and iron.
That's a good one.
But how much of pumpkin seeds?
Probably a lot.
And who's gonna eat? Who eats pumpkin seeds nowadays? I don't. When was the last time I had pumpkin seeds? I don't know.
October.
Well, it's seeds, though. You know, it's not like the same thing as pumpkin spice. This doesn't.
Right.
It's not the same. So, I mean, a regular isotonic, what do you call that? Multivitamin has zinc, magnesium, and copper.
Yeah.
Right.
That's one of our top products.
Yep. So get those. If you're not going to be able to eat pumpkin seeds, go to Shapali.com, type in, you know, isotonic multivitamin, and look at the ingredients in there. You'll see a lot of, it has zinc, magnesium, copper, and iron.
And
all
it's
that,
isotonic,
all you need.
And it tastes good.
Yeah, number 7 made it to number 7, dark chocolate.
Like dark chocolate.
It's because of cocoa powder, I think. It has an antioxidant.
And it has caffeine in there.
It has caffeine, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
A lot of people, not a lot, but there's some people that I know that they say they eat dark chocolate every day for their natural antidepressant. So they said it makes them feel good. And the downside about the dark chocolate is if you get a dark chocolate bar and then you eat that like candy bar every day, you're probably going to gain weight unless you're, like, very active.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's true. So you got to balance it,
yeah.
You know. You got to balance it. So, okay. This one, number 8, nuts.
What kind of nuts?
These nuts. You fall right into it, didn't you? He has a lot of vitamin E in it. Vitamin E shields cell membranes. That's what they said in those nuts. And it's good for your, it keeps your brain healthy. Type of nuts, like peanuts maybe, macadamias, you know?
Yeah, those are good. And it says walnuts have an extra edge. They give you more.
Walnuts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Help your brain with some walnuts.
Yeah. So, again, number... what about you, Aubrey? Any
what do I think about nuts?
Nuts, yeah.
I think they're great. I'm just trying to think what would be comparable to that.
Vitamin E.
You know that we have
omega
vitamin E that would be in our omega 3s. That's for sure.
Yeah.
There's also vitamin E, obviously, in our multivitamin and also our multi-mineral product, as well as our TLS shakes, too. So our TLS shakes have a lot of nutrients in it as well. Not only is it high fiber, high protein,
mm-hmm.
but it also has a lot of, you know, minerals in there as well. So those are some other things that, you know, if you're looking to supplement, again,
mm-hmm.
you know, it circles
mm-hmm.
back to those products as well.
All right. So,
yeah. Those are great products.
Great products. Number 9 made to, what is that? Oranges. Again, vitamin C. Oranges, you know.
Uh-huh.
If you are a vitamin C fanatic out there, you think you're taking all that vitamin C off the counter from, I don't know, Walmart or Walgreens, anything like that, or you're eating a lot of oranges, you drink orange juice just to get vitamin C. You're going to need a lot of oranges. You're going to have to eat a lot of oranges to get, like, the daily allowance every single day, you know. So you're going to need to get it from other source, supplement yourself from other source.
Mm-hmm.
And the best one do we have right now is isotonic vitamin C.
Yeah.
Right?
It's equal to a whole pitcher of cut oranges.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
and one cap.
Yep, they helps you with it has vitamin C components on it that will help you protect you against age-related mental decline, you know, and Alzheimer's disease, you know, and everything.
Right.
So.
And like, you know, over, like in the winter over where we live, oranges are like almost $1 an orange.
Yeah.
Which like. So the vitamin C that we have is like maybe 50 or 60 cents a serving.
Yeah.
So.
And plus, you know, if you're going to eat orange or drink orange juice, you're going to get tired of it. I mean, I get tired of it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I just eat one. You know, I eat one and I couldn't even finish it sometimes, you know. And so, yeah, what do you think? What do you think about that, our isotonic vitamin C, Aubrey?
I think it's outstanding. Again, it's one of our top products that everyone's buying right now. A lot of my nurses, I'm just going to say, who work on the COVID unit, they're prescribing vitamin C, vitamin D, and a natural anti-inflammatory. So it's very inexpensive. A 90-day supply is only $34.50. One supply is only $15.95. So we even like outprice our competition. But again, you have 500 milligrams and it's isotonic form. So
yeah.
It's going straight into your bloodstream. So you're getting a super dose of vitamin C. And again, this is my kids get this every day before they go to school. So, you know, it's protecting you. It's, you know, helps not only with your internal organs, your immune system, your brain. But it's also helping your skin. You see a lot of vitamin C in skin, and it's just
mm-hmm.
all natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do people do when they get a cold or a virus? Hey, double up on your vitamin C, you know. I also work with some health professionals that do, you know, IV vitamin C, but you have to sit
mm-hmm.
there for 3 hours to get
wow.
it, a full injection of it. Yeah,
wow.
So,
right.
I mean, why do they use that as an IV? Because it's efficient and it works. And I mean, instead of sitting there for 3 hours, you can get it right here. Now, if you don't like to drink it, but everyone does, even my kids, you even have the DNA Miracles Vitamin C and D3 Chews. Now, that's a power punch right there. Not only, it's not isotonic form, but if you have little ones or if you like to have something chewy, this is a great alternative. So it has the vitamin C and also has D3. There is so much research, not only on D3, you know, not only helping with viruses and what's going on right now, but even for like fetal development. I just read an article at lunch today. It said moms who consumed more, had higher levels of vitamin D, had healthier babies, had easier deliveries, had a better pregnancy, had less chance of preeclampsia. So a lot of, like, I'm not saying, you know, again, don't quote me, but if we nourish our bodies with the proper nutrition and supplements, even at like the, you know, even as a pregnant mother for your baby, I mean, you're going to have a better outcome. So it's really important. So if it's going to do that for a newborn baby, what is it going to do for you in your system? You know, and I think it's essential, right? I think it's an essential. I think everyone should have, you know, amounts of this in their household. I mean, I do, just like you have Band-Aids, just like you have toilet paper in your house. I think everyone should have vitamin C. It's an essential, you know.
Now the chewable one, is that the one in the yellow package?
Yes, ma'am. It sure is. It's in a yellow package, and people are buying these up like hotcakes too because of just the blend. It also has, and I think we just talked about this too, zinc. We were talking about zinc. It has the citrus. It has a citrus plus flavonoids complex, has zinc in it, has vitamin D3, has vitamin C, and they are quite delicious. So
it
also
tastes like a mango. Sorry.
Yeah, it has like a mango flavor, and they are quite yummy. So we don't even, you know, it has, I think it's a carrot concentrate, apple concentrate. It has like all these lemon, you know, it has all these like natural things that are good for you in it too. It's not just sugar or junk that you're giving your kids, or even if you want to give to yourself. So these are good for travel too.
Yes, they are. They're like chewy. Actually, our kids ask us for these. Like, we also have the OPC3 chews, which taste like grape. I mean, like,
so good.
Yeah, the isotonics taste like a tart grape, but the other one tastes like a mouth-watering grape.
So yum.
So,
yeah, they're so yummy.
We take that on the road. We take that, like, if I feel like we might be exposed to something, I put a little bit in my pocket, you know, if I'm not bringing the whole bag. And then I'm like, I feel like, you know, I'm like, people like around me coughing or whatever, I start.
Yeah. So,
yeah, some of this.
Exactly. So, number 10 is the actually eggs. By the way, guys, this thing, so we go, all the lists that we're going through is, an, you know, I didn't come up with this. You can go to, well, on the Blog Talk Radio, there's going to be, I have the link through the website called healthline.com, you know. So just to let you guys know. Anyway, number 10, eggs. Eggs have choline in it. That's what they, is that choline? Choline.
And B6
and B12. B6, B12. Yeah. The study found that higher intakes of choline were linked to better memory and mental function. Folate, B12, and everything like that. And also, folate deficiency is common in elderly people with dementia.
I believe that.
Right.
Slow it down, you know.
You also, if you're deficient in two types of B vitamins and folate and B12, that also has been linked to depressions.
Wow.
So,
The egg yolk,
yeah.
Contains those things.
But I'm saying, so if you don't like eggs and you can't really eat, you know, what are you going to do? Eat eggs every meal to get those proper things? So B12, we have the isotonic B12.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
The advanced.
E-complex.
Yeah.
E-complex.
Oh, my God, what are you eating?
It has all the, you know, it's an isotonic form.
Mm-hmm.
And, so again, you can go to spotly.com to get those.
Yes.
So what do you like eggs?
I think it tastes It's yummy with cheese in it.
What about you, Aubrey? How'd you like your eggs?
I do like eggs, but you're right. I do get sick of eating them all the time, and it gets old after a while. So
you like
a scramble?
Or do you like it?
I do hard boiled sometimes, and I put them on salads, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or I'll grab one for a snack, or you know, for quick breakfast, you know, something like that. But I do like the B Complex. It's a great, great product, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The isotonic.
Isotonic.
Yes, again, especially now. Mm-hmm.
Yep. B6, B12, and all that. So, all right, number 11. We're coming for a landing now. So, number 11 is green tea. You like drinking tea, right?
I do.
Yeah. So, green tea, it has a boon brain function. It has ingredients in there. It has a lot of, it helps you focus and improve your memory and all that. It has what they call an L-theanine and amino acids that can cross the blood-brain barrier, increase the activity of neurotransmitter, GABA. That's what it says here. It helps reduce anxiety and makes you feel more relaxed.
Interesting.
The green tea. Again, what is the thing we have right now for the tea? We have the immunity, right?
We have immunity and we have green tea, actually.
Oh, we do. We have both.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
If you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also we have trim tea.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we have. We all kind, not just green tea. We have. We have trim tea. We have immunity. It's like right here. I'm showing you on the camera. Right here. Trim tea.
Now, with this immunity, it has turmeric in there, too.
Oh, this one. Look at that. Turmeric, like we talked about earlier.
But I don't think it has a green, separate one. It has a green tea.
Okay, so just go to shapali.com and type in tea, T-E-A, and it'll give you all that options that, you know, that you can get. So do you drink tea, Aubrey?
I do. I especially now it's so cold outside, so I do like to have at least one a day, you know, especially after lunch or something or in between. I do like the green tea. I do enjoy it. I like the immunity, trim tea. They're all great products, especially when it's cold outside, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
E-T-T. We drink
for
those.
Sure.
We eat chocolate and then drink tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you eat dark chocolate and you drink
tea
with it. Of course, you don't want to put like, you know, any sugar or anything like that in your
tea. Right.
You just eat the dark chocolate and then you just wash it down with green tea or with the immunity. It goes in your belly and it's really good. TTT in my belly. Anyway, I'm going to give you a last word, Aubrey.
Our last word is check out some superfoods and boost your brain food, especially now. Like if you're feeling down, if you're feeling depressed, it's the winter time. So make sure, you know, that you're adding all these supplements to your regimen so that not only are you sharp, you have an edge, but also it improves your mood and you're going to feel better and you're going to accomplish a lot more as well. So check it out. Check out some of these great products at Shopali and let us know how you like them. You know,
love to
hear from you.
Betsy, what about you?
I think these are really informative and we have such great products. We have like if someone doesn't like one thing, they can choose something else. It's really important to, to take another approach if you're experiencing depression or onset of dementia. You know, why don't you try some nutritional supplement?
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, it's not always right, but if you want to ask your doctor, can you take it? And you know, doctors are still learning. That's why it's called practice. So, like, you know, we're here to make the decision. I mean, if you feel like you're getting into the onset of dementia or something like that, wouldn't it be worth it to try something to boost your health and see if it helps you give that mental clarity? And that's what I have to say.
All right. Well, I have nothing to say. So I have nothing to add. So we had a great show today. We'll want to thank Aubrey for coming in again and discuss with us, talk with us about health on Healthy Monday. Once again, we're going to see you. Maybe we can broadcast again one or twice this week, but definitely next week or next Monday again, we're going to be talking about health and nutrition again.
Yeah.
You know, we'll discuss things of the whatever we're going to put together. So just keep it here on Blog Talk Radio. To those people out there on YouTube and Facebook and Twitch, sayonara for today. Good luck. Adios. See ya.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Aubrey. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.